The Baltimore County Council last night, as expected, voted to phase out the county's stormwater management fee. WYPR's John Lee was there and joins us on the line this morning. Morning, John.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, how will the county go about phasing out this so-called rain tax?
Well, it will happen over the next 2 years. The fee will be reduced in July of 2016, and then it will be gone in July of 2017. Baltimore County is able to do this because earlier this year, the Maryland General Assembly repealed the requirement that the state's 10 largest localities collect the stormwater management fee. So it's now up to the individual localities whether they collect the fee or not. But even though Baltimore County is getting rid of the fee, it still has to find the money in its budget to pay for the stormwater management projects. They are federally mandated. So stormwater runoff is the only kind of pollution that's increasing in the Bay watershed. So while the so-called rain tax may be going away, at least in Baltimore County, the problem is not, and the big localities are still on the hook.
Now, what are some other jurisdictions doing about this fee?
Well, Harford and Carroll counties have eliminated the fee, but the fee remains in place in Anne Arundel County. The county council has voted down bills to eliminate or reduce it. Howard County has the fee on the books as well, but a spokesman for the county executive says they plan to address the issue by the end of the year. And in Baltimore City, one of the candidates for mayor, Carl Stokes, says he wants to reduce the fee by 50%, but Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is not interested in doing that.
Now tell me, why are some of these localities hesitating to repeal this fee?
Well, because they have to find the money to pay for the projects that they're mandated to do, and how to do that was the debate in Baltimore County. County Executive Kevin Kamenetz did not want to repeal the fee, and that because it provides $16 million annually to pay for those mandated projects. And these projects range from tree plantings to street sweepers to restoring stream beds. And Kamenetz made it clear he will not raise property taxes to make up for the lost fee, so the money will have to come from other parts of the budget. Now, County Council, all seven members, say they're fine with that. It's a big budget, and Kamenetz can find that money. And since all seven members support the phase-out of the fee, it's veto-proof. A few dozen people who opposed the phase-out held a protest just before the council meeting last night, but to no avail. When council held a public hearing on eliminating the fee last week, people were split. They heard from business owners who say they were getting hit with a stormwater management fee that ran into thousands of dollars. It was hurting their bottom line and making it hard to stay in business. But they also heard from some county residents who said they support the fee. Homeowners currently pay less than $30 a year. One argument council heard was that businesses should pay more. They're responsible for more of the polluted stormwater that's running off their property. So getting rid of the fee shifts the burden from the polluters to the county residents.
So what happens now?
Well, state law requires any locality that gets rid of the stormwater management fee to submit a report on how it will pay for the mandated projects. That falls to Kamenetz, even though he opposed repealing the fee, and that report has to be submitted by July of 2016.
John Lee from the WYPR Newsroom. Thanks very much, John.
Thank you, Matt.